Auditory Perception, Unit 8, True Binaural Listening. The Dummy Head in Binaural Recording. For the first part of this section, you should be listening over your loudspeaker. The theme for this unit is very simple. Two ears are better than one. Everyone knows that, but do we really appreciate fully the tremendous benefits we enjoy every day by having two ears? Let's look into this a bit before we experience true binaural sound with dummy head recording. It is possible for us to direct our attention towards a desired source of sound as our mind rejects interfering sounds. For example, in a crowd of people, we can converse with one person successfully in spite of a din of competing voices.
That's what I may need help with. I think I can follow the words.
Really put this in the mailbox.
Just follow the words. You can tell where that star, that magic is right there.
You want pizza?
See, he wants it.
There you go.
This ability is often called the cocktail party effect. As we listen to polyphonic music, it is possible to attend to one melodic strain in the presence of others. When you think about it, it is rather remarkable that we are able to direct our attention to just a part of the mixture of sound falling on our ears, rejecting the rest or at least pushing it into the background. Let's try a little experiment to exercise this ability. Here is an 800 Hz tone which will be one of our signals. And this is our second signal, a 1,200 Hz tone. These two tones will be alternated. Let's get used to this signal as it is very rapidly switched from one tone to the other. Now let's try exercising our brain's power of focusing attention. First, concentrate all your attention on the higher tone, excluding the lower. Now we are going to concentrate our attention on the lower tone, excluding the higher. This is listening selectively. Now let's listen comprehensively, concentrating on both tones at the same time. In the following 20 seconds, concentrate your mind first on one and then on the other, and then on both at the same time. The selectivity in attentiveness we have just done consciously, we do unconsciously all the time. Perhaps you don't hear the refrigerator or the neighbors or the plumbing noises while listening to your hi-fi playing softly. Or we hear the airplane overhead only when our attention is called to it. Or we tune out a noisy colleague because of our immersion in a good book. For the balance of this section, you should be wearing headphones in order to achieve proper results from the listening tests.
You are now hearing my voice being recorded through the artificial ears of an anthropomorphic mannequin, or as it is commonly called, a dummy head. His name is Fritz, and he comes from Germany. His head and ears are proportioned very carefully and scientifically. Inside his head, there is a high-quality microphone at each eardrum position. Each microphone feeds one channel of a two-channel recording you are now listening to with your headphones. If reproduced through loudspeakers, the sound impressions are almost identical to those obtained by means of conventional stereo microphone techniques with an increased sense of depth of the soundstage. I have walked completely around the dummy head while I have been talking to you. Did it seem that I was walking around you? The sound you are hearing is almost identical to that you would hear if you were sitting where the dummy head is located. Just to demonstrate the remarkable possibilities of true binaural recording, I shall wander around the studio with my trusty tambourine. I am now immediately opposite Fritz's left ear. Now I am directly behind Fritz. Now I am opposite Fritz's right ear. Now I have returned to my position directly in front of Fritz. Now that we are acquainted with Fritz and his indoor functioning, let's take him outside to sample the world of sounds binaurally. Here Fritz is cruising up the tourist section of De Munburn Street in Nashville, Tennessee. Now Fritz is in the back seat of an auto with conversation going on between two persons in the front seat. His window is open for the better sounds of cars and trucks passing by. Since Fritz has to make a number of personal appearances, we thought it would be nice to have him drop in on a recording session at Studio C Productions in Nashville. We are now inside the lobby of the historic RCA Studio B, which is now being administered by the Country Music Hall of Fame, as a group of tourists is wandering in to explore the birthplace of the Nashville sound.
It feels a lot better in here, doesn't it?
My name is Brent, and I'm going to be your guide this afternoon. There's about four parts to the tour. First, we're going to start out and give you a little bit of history of RCA and the studio itself. Then we're going to look in the control room. Then we'll go back and look in the studio. And the last stop will be the gift shop, where we'll watch some historical footage of Eddie Arnold, Jim Reeves, and Dottie West.
Thank you.
ears, if they are in good working condition, give us true binaural listening. There is no recording and reproduction system available today which can truly duplicate the amazing performance of the human auditory system. However, using dummy heads such as Fritz, it is possible to record and reproduce sounds via headphones of reasonable quality with excellent naturalness and fidelity, and with accurate spatial sense as well. But there remains much to be done, both in research toward better understanding of human hearing and in the recording and reproducing arts as well.